Okay, we're ready.
Rock and roll.
Yep. The July 12th, 2006 Board of Directors meeting of the Oceana Community Services District is hereby called to order. Roll call, please.
President Dahl.
Here.
Vice President Bookout.
Here.
Director Angelo.
Here.
Director Hale.
Here.
Director Mann.
Here.
Thank you. If you'd all please stand and join me for the flag salute. Ready? Salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay, this takes us to public comment. Any member of the public may address the board on any item within jurisdiction of the board.
The county will notify us as to the application period. There will be public meetings held here. There will be an agendized item on the board's agenda, as there has been in the past, asking the board for specific direction and for suggestions and ideas. Based on those ideas and suggestions from the public and the board, the application will be filed with the county for community block grant funds. And that's how it's working for the last, at least my recollection, which I think goes to about 6 o'clock tonight. But
so the county pretty much initiates that then.
It's correct.
The county, they come to us, and come to the district and say, you guys want CDBG money? And then we go from there? I assume.
It's not exactly what happens. They hold hearings in different regions, and then you say what you want. They don't say, we're going to ask Oceana what they want. They usually hold one here. Maybe they hold one in Aurora Grande in the past, different places around the county.
Okay.
And we will say if we're interested, and the public, who usually doesn't show up, also says the things that they think that the community needs. Because okay. I know the last one, there was nobody here but me. Yeah.
Okay.
And the 3 years before that, it was only me.
Yeah.
It was just Tony Navarro and me. That was
Well, I'd like to see some changes along those lines, more community involvement. Thank you.
Thank you. Would anyone else care to address the board at this time? Okay. Thank you. Moving on to item number 4, this is review and approval of minutes of June 21st, 2005. Any public comment on the minutes? Okay, bring it back to the board. Any comments, questions, motions?
Move that we accept the minutes as presented.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Roll call vote, please. Are we just going to do
this voice?
Just voice that, okay. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Abstain.
Okay, it passes 4-0 with one abstention. Okay.
Time's up.
You got
your 3 minutes
you got the red
are
light.
Up.
Yeah, I'm waiting until I cut. All right, this takes us to item number 5, which is closed sessions, which we do not have any of, which moves us on to item number 6, reports. Commander Basti?
The dancing bear back there could hardly wait.
Good evening, President Dahl and board members, staff, and public. Martin Basti, Sheriff's Department. A couple of things. First, we had some graffiti problems a couple weeks ago, especially Open Door Church just prior to one of his weddings. Reverend Banker got it painted over, and also the assistance with Mark Wampler. We got some of the other stuff cleaned up, so we're working on that. We do have a paint can that was left behind, so it's been sent off for processing. 4th of July went pretty well. There was some illegal fireworks. We did respond to 6 calls, but on the way to those 6 calls, there was probably 10 other violations that were observed, but we try to get to the calls first. But there was no injuries reported and no fires reported as a result of those. And it was well for Napomo as well. We were assisted by the fire departments also being out and about and helping. The Board of Supervisors approved the budget, and in that budget was six additional deputy positions plus a couple of other ones. Those six deputies are being hired because it's a 12-month funding, so they're being hired now, some will be sent to training, and then some will be lateral, which we should be getting immediately. Staff has not determined how many each station will get, but they are destined for patrol, so that will add to our patrol staff. So we will let you know how many additional we obtain so that we can increase our allocations, which increases the number of folks out in the field, and that's what the whole goal was. So that's a big plus for us. That's the first time we've added any patrol deputies. We've added positions for specialties and for some grants, but we've not added anything since 1997 for patrol to keep up with the population. So this is going to be a plus to help us get there. Coming up next month, we have the Mid-State Fair. We have a contract with them to supply 14 to 16 deputies per evening. That will not impact patrol because that's a separate contract at overtime rate that the county fair pays the county for to provide law enforcement services for those crowds of people. It won't affect, we'll still have our regular staffing on patrol, but we will be using those folks that are off duty to cover the fair. Other than that, things are running nice and smooth. No major issues, no major crimes. And staffing is all except for the three that were short that have been deployed to Iraq. We're up to snuff. So, any questions, comments, observations, anything you need taken care of?
Any questions from the board?
Just a thank you for the response over the holidays, and I'm glad to hear finally getting more support for patrol. That's very good news.
Yes, it is. It's going to be plus. It'll be the more out there, the better that we can be efficient and not get behind. We're trying to keep up with the population, and that's the main thing. If you get too far behind, it gets too expensive to catch up. So this is a good effort on the county's part to keep us abreast of that population per deputy ratio.
Much appreciated.
Excellent job.
Anyone else? The two positions that are not going to be patrolled, do you know what they're going to be?
One is the lab technician. One's a clerk. The lab, Bishop Lab, which was attached to the county, which was attached to General Hospital. They closed the hospital and then subsequently closed the lab, which was the county lab that did our blood work for drugs and alcohol. What we did is we took one of their staff people, and then we are opening up our own analysis at our headquarters office in our crime lab. So we picked up that position.
Between those four stations?
Yes.
Okay, great.
But they'll be dedicated patrol versus detectives or gang task force or rural crimes. They'll be dedicated to patrol for the black and white.
Nate, any questions from the public?
Okay, again, thank you for the time.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
It.
Thank you for the report. Okay, this moves us on to presentation by OCCI. This is on the community center. And I live within 500 feet of the community center, but it is just a report, so I'm not exactly sure if I should be stepping down at this time or.
Well, Mr. President, members of the board, members of the public, you do have that issue, but there, as I understand it, there's no action that's contemplated tonight, and the prohibition is on participating in a decision. So long as all that occurs tonight is the receipt of the report, I don't think that there's any problem with you participating. However, if the discussion evolves into the board perhaps considering some sort of action, then you should step down at that time.
Okay, and if you could help me monitor.
I'll be the one waving my arm.
All right, great. Thank you.
I'm Barbara Carey from the Oceana Community Center, and I'm pleased to report that for the sixth consecutive year, we had a clean audit. I'm sorry it's so late. We've always had Carlos Reynoso as our auditor, and I had hoped, even though he's relocating and retiring, I had hoped that I'd be able to talk him into just doing this one last audit for us, and I couldn't. So we put it out to bid, and Bob Crosby ended up doing our audit. And as I said, it's the sixth consecutive clean audit that we've had. The other stuff that I have to report is we did open on June 9th, and we started our summer programming on June 12th, and we're in full swing. And we just tonight, we finally did open rec with no advance publicity. We just put a sign in the door saying open rec from 4 to 6 Wednesday and Thursday. We had 9 people show up. So it's picking up. We're getting a lot of referrals for and requests for birthdays, weddings, and we do have a lot of summer enrollment. And so it's getting really exciting. And the really exciting news that I have to report is that on August 14th, Lois Capps is going to come for a tour of the community center, and you all are invited. I think it's, as far as I know, that's the first time she's ever come to Oceano for anything.
No.
No? Okay. Well, anyway, she did call, and she specifically asked for a tour of the community center. So that day, we're also going to dedicate the flagpole, since she got us the flag. And as I said, you all are invited to that. Do you have any questions?
Is there any public comment on the OCCI report? Right, any questions, comments from the board?
On the presentation of the audit, thank you, Barbara, for providing the audits that we requested and was agreed to. I know these are not exactly in the format, I think, that we had originally contemplated, but cumulatively, I think they serve the same purpose. So I'm pleased to see the audits and glad to see the facility open. Hopefully, it'll be the long-anticipated resource for the people of Oceana that has been long-anticipated.
Yeah, it's really interesting. When people walk in for the first time, they just stand there with their, like, oh, my God. You know, they're just in shock. It really did turn, it exceeded everybody's expectations, I think.
Yeah. We drove by last night, and it was really neat to see
at night
life happening there. It was just, and I'm very proud to see, and thank you
for
being
there.
Any other questions, comments? Thank you.
Well, thank you so much.
Okay, this takes us on to 6C, reports by district department heads. Mr. Cooney, maybe you could introduce a little bit of this.
We have prepared, as we do on a monthly basis, the reports of the department heads for the district. Attached to those reports, if there's any questions, two of the department heads are here. Mike Steinhauser had an official engagement this evening that he needed to attend. So if you have any questions of either the utility operations supervisor or the administrative assistant, they're here to answer those questions.
Okay. Any public comment on the reports by district department heads? Any questions, comments from the board?
Just I understand from several reports that we've had some.
Mr. Cooney?
This is the adoption of the resolution which will authorize the amendment of the contract between the Board of Administration of the California Public Employees Retirement System and the Board of Directors of the Oceana Community Service District to bring on board the fire personnel that were hired last year. June 14th, this board passed the resolution of intention, and this is the final step in that process. Once this is done, I have to send in some additional information to CalPERS, and then we should be finished with this part of the process. So the recommendation is that the board adopt resolution, OCSD resolution 2006-14. And again, it's on the CalPERS, or California Public Retirement System, form. They asked us not to modify it at all, because then they have to send it to their legal counsel, and we don't want to do that.
Okay. Thank you. Is there any public comment on resolution 2006-14? Okay. Questions, comments from the board?
Mr. President, I move that we adopt OCSD Resolution 2006-14, a resolution authorizing an amendment to the contract between the Board of Administration of California Public Employees Retirement System and the Board of Directors of OCSD, and authorize the President of the Board to sign on behalf of the district.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion and a second. Roll call vote, please.
Director Gale?
Yes.
Director Mann?
Yes.
Vice President Bogow?
Yes.
Director Angelo?
Yes.
President Dahl?
Yes. Okay, moving on to fire item number 7B, weed abatement, public protest hearing.
This is the time and place for anyone who received a notice of their abatement of their weeds to protest the invoice that was sent to them. This is it, if anybody wants.
Yes.
I guess we have someone who wants to say something.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Caroline Sahara, and I am objecting to some weed abatement that was done on some of the lots that I own. And I own 9 lots between on Pier Avenue, between the liquor store and a trailer park. There's quite a bit of greenery growing on that on those lots. When I got a card about the weed abatement, I called the Oceano Community Service District to talk to someone on how I should go proceed with the clearing of the weeds, and because there's so much other greenery there. And I thought, well, I don't want to get in trouble if I disturb something or take some frog out of its area or something. So they said they would call me back, and it was a man that I talked to, and I cannot remember what his name was. I never got the call, and the other day I got the bill, so I went over to look at it. When they cleared it right by the sidewalk, and it probably goes in maybe 30 feet. But the lots are like this, and they went and cleared along like this. They cleared my area, and then I think 3 lots that belong to the state, and that doesn't make sense. So I get a bill for $180. I have tractors and equipment, and I have always taken care of my own lots. And that's why I object to this. For one thing, nobody called me back to tell me anything about it, and certainly it was not done properly. And I still want to know why go 30 feet when we own back 200 feet. It just doesn't make sense. So what they did, they took about 30 feet of everybody's lots in the front here. The state owns 3 of them, and I think I own, well, I own 9, including the back ones. But I owe probably 4 or 5 in front. So anyway, that's my beef. And I don't want to pay the $180. It wasn't done properly. And I still don't know why I can't clear the other area, or why didn't they do it? If they were going to go in and clear anyway, to them about it, and they said they'd go out and look and get back with me.
They did not get back with you?
When I got any word back with me, it was a bill. So I went out to see, well, what's going on, and that's what was going on.
Well, I think this should be pulled off this list. And
yeah.
So let's pull this one off this list if we can do that.
I'd still like my question answered. How much of that can I take away? I'd like to clear it so we don't have the same problem all the time. This is not the first time I've had problems there. And this is the first time that the Oceano Community Service District went in. Because I've always talked to them, and they told me, and one of my sons would just drive the tractor and clean it all up.
So you want to know how far back on the lot that?
Well, yeah, I'd like to walk out there with somebody that really knows what's mm-hmm. going on and what I can do.
Mr. Cooney, could you arrange to make sure that happens?
Yes, I can make sure that somebody tells her. As far as the fire expertise goes, I don't think anyone on our staff has the, you know, environmental expertise. If, you know, I don't think we can give her that kind of information.
Have we had environmental? We had
an environmental study done on the property, and the environmental study came back clear. The only big problem was behind the liquor store there is a
Hello, my name is Shane Hernandez. I'm Caroline Sahara's grandson, and we've been working on that property. I can testify that there aren't any environmental issues in regards to that being a dune or any endangered plants. The only big problem that we had near that area was a row of willow trees that separates the liquor store and the state park, but that row of willows kind of comes around the liquor store, and so it does kind of proceed into two of the lots behind the liquor store. I believe that's owned by the Guytons, and it doesn't reflect any property that is owned by my grandmother. And we could provide that study to the board if it would help the fire department determine how far back we can go.
There's a lot of ice plant there. I'd like to get some of the ice plant out because it just starts crowding, and pretty soon we'll be up to the sidewalk.
Well, just my own thoughts on that, and I'm sure that council or Mr. Cooney will correct me if I'm wrong. It's your land. You know, if you want to clear your whole plot, fine. We didn't think.
I've worked in San Luis County for about 45 years.
Yeah. Well, I think then you maybe have to, you'd have to check with the county then whether there's anything endangered there or not. But I personally feel that we should consider waiving these charges on the grounds if you're supposed to get back and somebody didn't get back. I would like to waive these charges.
Yeah, I would think that would be the thing to do also.
I guess that's a motion.
Okay.
I'll second that.
All right. We have a motion to... Is this going to be a motion to waive these and then go on to accept the rest of them, or are we going to accept all but these?
What will happen... I'm sorry. The next item is the approval of the resolution, which we'll send, and that resolution will be modified from time to time. These two will be removed from the resolution. These will be removed. Not from the resolution. We have to send a form into the county, and those will be removed from that.
They'll be removed before it's sent to the county.
Absolutely.
Yeah, for purposes of your motion, what the agenda item you're doing now is simply taking public comment.
Okay.
The next agenda item is the resolution, and at that time you would move to adopt the resolution deleting these items.
Okay.
Okay, great.
I have just one other comment. This APN 061-020-365, I'm sorry, it's 020, that's the end of it. 365 was the address. But when they went across all those lots, they might have hit that APN number, but they also hit all those other lots. So the whole thing is not quite correct.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Any other public comment on the protest items? Items for protest. Sorry.
We just need our stuff back.
No.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Hearing none. We'll move on to
parcels that were just discussed, several other parcels that are on here, that people, the lot was misidentified. They came to us, they talked to us about it, and we straightened that out.
I'll make this motion for us to do this, removing APN 061-011-045, 061-011-020, and I believe 061, 046, 028 should not have been on here to start with. The Guytons on Palace.
That's being corrected.
Okay. Well, if he's going to send the list, I want to be sure that one's not on the list, and it shouldn't have been on here to start with. That's my motion.
Okay.
I have a question. Does the state pay property tax?
Property tax? No.
But we'll send it. We still send them a bill. I mean, there's not, you know, there's put a lien against it isn't going to do it, but they'll pay us.
Hold on a second. We got a motion on the floor, and I want to get a second before we go into discussion. So I have a motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you.
All right, now discussion.
Okay, Bill. I have a couple questions. Our weed abatement on our lots here in Ocean Island, it's not complete yet, though. It is complete?
Yeah, it's complete.
Are we doing anything about the airport weed abatement? We've done that in the past, haven't we?
We have done portions of the airport. We have not. The county has always taken care of the airport. We have communicated with them, and they have been very good about coming out and taking care of it. Due to the absence of the former airport manager, maybe that's kind of slipped through the cracks. But I will call the airport people and let them know that needs to be done. Yeah.
I took this picture this afternoon, and you can see the weeds are 6 feet tall.
They have always taken care of it. They've always been very good about it.
Okay. The other picture I took was, this is 23rd Street behind Beach. And Mitch, you and I drove through there, and I don't know, do we do the weed abatement of that property?
That's an alley.
It's an alley. And the trees are way down in the, you can see the firestorm ready to start right there. And then also, what about our property? We have the property up here. Are we going to be doing anything about the weed abatement of that as far as the brush coming down to the ground?
On the trees?
Yeah.
That property is leased to the depot, and I think we need to coordinate that with the depot associate, at least have discussions with the depot people.
Okay. I don't really think that was in the weed abatement thing, those trees. That was under the tree committee wanting to trim them or cut them down.
No, not cutting. I'm not looking at cutting trees down right here. What I'm looking at is, in years past, OCSD has weed abated trees, and there's a record of that. So I just want to make sure that we're being fair.
Okay. Any other questions, comments here? Public comment. Okay. Hearing none.
Just real quick, the Bell Ridge property right up there. It looks like hell driving into town right there. Are they
going to
weed abate that?
Well, we abate due to fire hazard, not to looks, but I don't know if there's a weed.
Well, I think take a match up there and light right up.
All right.
It still looks like hell.
Okay.
Let me ask. Mary, are you talking about right when you come across the bridge on the right hand?
On the corner of 4th and front.
Oh, where Bell Ridge is.
Yeah.
Is that state property there?
All the way around there.
Is that the state's in there, Mitch?
I don't know.
Okay, well, maybe we can take a look at that. Go by and see what, if there's anything needs to be done. Any other public comment? Okay. Bring it back to the board. Roll call vote, please.
Director Mann.
Yes.
Director Hill.
Yes.
Vice President Bookout.
Yes.
Director Angelo.
Yes.
President Dahl.
Yes.
I'm going to record this, that we adopted this as modified.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Moving on to item number 8A, utility items, cleaning and inspection of district sewer and water lines. Mr. Cooney?
This is our continuing disclosure of our emergency. As you know, we were successful in receiving the other $600,000 portion of the grant, which now we have $1 million to repair our sewers. This is part of that process. We'll be meeting on the 19th with people from the county to get the process started, getting this done. So.
Okay, great. Thank you.
My street was smashed, and no wonder my pipelines kept backing up. But I never got recouped for that money. I just took it as a loss and called Phil, and he went out there and he picked up the broken pieces and put a new line in. So there's got to be some kind of process where people can come and say, look, it's really bad over here. Like, I'm really glad you drove down my alley, you know. It's hideous. And I'm waiting for it to catch on fire with those wires going through those trees. You know, so is there a process, or are you just going to, you know, whoever can smile the biggest, or, you know, whatever, who lives here the longest? What is the procedure?
There is a process, and sometimes there, sometimes it's the squeaky wheel as well. I mean, Napomo, there a lot of their citizens got together and pushed real hard again for the county, and they got quite a bit of money for drainage down there in the last budget. But Mr. Cooney, we might be able to elaborate a little bit more on the process of how the
Wait a minute.
County.
Are we talking about sewer
this
or drainage?
Sewer.
But the cleaning and inspection that we're talking about right now, doesn't it's does that go back to the earthquake still?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That,
yeah, this is a, it's a different
That's
subject.
Still to try to
so
finish
is it
getting the money.
On, is it based on who put an application into FEMA? Is it based on the squeaky wheel? Is it based on the people up on the strands?
Wait a minute.
Okay.
Yeah. Get him to explain.
I've kind of let this go a little bit off subject. This is the emergency declaration that was declared from the earthquake, and this is what we're talking about right now. What would be a better time to bring this up within
well,
the...
I don't think you're off topic. I think your general manager brought up the issue of money.
Yeah. No, this is off topic because it is the emergency from the... it's not from anything from the county per se. It's just the continued... declaration of the emergency.
That is correct.
Legal counsel.
Okay.
That has to remain on here until we finally finish settling up. Is that not correct?
You have to reconsider the matter at every regularly scheduled meeting at which you have a quorum until the matter is resolved.
Yeah.
For her to get her answer to her question, she can either come into the district and get a rather elaborate answer, or is there a better time for her to bring this up during this meeting?
Well, I don't see any B on here. Why don't...
I believe that there's a confusion between two different things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm not exactly sure what the question is.
Just the process of money spent by the county for doing drainage.
Drainage has got nothing to do with
it. Yeah, it has nothing to do with this item, I understand.
But what I'm responding to is Mr. Cooney said, okay. And we got the additional $600,000. And
today?
That's for the...
later. How it's spent, and I asked about the process.
No, the $600,000 is to repair the sewer lines under the ground.
That this emergency declaration refers to.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
But is there a motion on the floor for this now to continue?
Not yet.
So moved.
Okay. Second. All right, I have a motion and a second. Now, let me go back and finish public comment a minute. Okay, any other public comment on this emergency declaration? Okay. Now, back at the board, we have a motion and a second. Do we have any additional comments or anything on this item at the board level?
I might just ask, when are we, do we see an end in sight on this?
We are meeting, as I said, we're meeting on July 19th for the first time with the county people and our district engineer to begin the process. We can't commence until the county indicates that we can, because any work that's done before the county gives us the go-ahead on it is not covered under the grants. So all of our engineering work will be covered under the grants if we do it according to the process.
Well, then I think maybe... You know, I'm getting older and a little sleepy here or something, but I thought I had asked, was this from the earthquake, the original?
Yes.
The original claim?
Yes.
Okay.
Which is still open.
And it's still open?
Yes.
Are we finished with FEMA's money into
no,
that?
That's
no,
that's what's still open.
So the county You're meeting with county? What about FEMA? Are you?
No, well, we're still meeting with them, but that's still open. But the county has granted us on two different grants a total of about $1 million to repair portions of the sewer lines that have sags in them. The FEMA.
Were the sags caused from the earthquake?
Yes.
Yes.
That is
okay.
That is our.
How did we determine which lines were going to get the attention? And that was through the television.
Yeah. The other thing that also should be brought up here, as we had in the past, is I think this is an excellent job that staff has done getting this money to the county here, or from the county to us, because this is grants in this sense. This is all money that otherwise would have had to have been paid for by the ratepayers here in Oceano. So thank you for your hard work on that. Okay, anything else before we go to a vote?
Oh, I just have one more question
okay,
for Mitch.
Okay, go ahead.
Was this money the county just had kind of laying around that was extra money?
No.
Or was this CDGB funds or?
One is a community block grant development. I can never say that, CDG, whatever.
Yeah.
I always get all
the
community block grant development fund. We applied for that. We came to the board of directors last year, and we asked for some suggestions, and one of the suggestions was is that we apply for the sewers. We did. And if you know, we received over 80% of the community block grant development funds that were distributed by the county, the rest of the unincorporated areas this year. The other is an emergency repair fund that is set up through the community block grant people, but it's a totally separate issue. It was a totally separate grant, and that was for repairs of damages that's caused to systems, so that if there is another disaster, that what initially happened will not be exacerbated and further damaged if it's not repaired. And that's what we applied for, to repair the line so that they're in better shape to take a secondary hit, if that's the
okay.
correct way to describe it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anything else? Okay, roll call vote, please.
Director Mann?
Yes.
Director Angelo?
Yes.
Vice President Bookout?
Yes.
Director Hill?
Yes.
President Dahl?
Yes. Okay, moving on to item number 8B, delinquent utility collection.
This, again, is the time that if anyone has actually all these people have been notified. What we're asking for is that the Board of Directors adopt OCSD Resolution 2006-17, a resolution confirming the charges against property owners for collection of delinquent utility charges and directing that these be placed on the tax roll.
Okay, is there any public comment on this item? Okay. Anyone from the board have anything?
Well, I guess I have to speak up.
Okay.
I'm the only one here.
Well, except for the loyal Lynn and Vicki. I'm sorry. I didn't mean anybody. You know what? Look, you just attached the weed abatements to the tax rolls, which do you guys know how much money that was collected in weed abatements or anything like that, or what's going to be attached to people's taxes? Did you get a report on that?
Yeah. Yes, we did.
Okay, great. I didn't see it, and I apologize. Secondly, is that we're talking about basic necessities here in life, you know, and you're going after somebody's livelihood, their home, and you're going to attach a lien against their house because they couldn't pay their water bill on time or something. I mean, can't you guys just, I know you're, as a board, you know, as individuals, you're very kind people, but I don't think you have to be as rigid and so fascist in your manners. You know, I don't think you have to attach a lien against somebody's home or property because they don't make their water bill. You know, I think that's just, it's fascism is what it is. And I can't say it, and I'm searching for a nicer word. You know, we already just, you know, totally deplete people to turn their water back on when we're sitting there waiting at the meter to shut it off, even though we don't read them in a timely way. We just jacked up everybody's utility, their water bills by 30%, which was fiscally irresponsible of you. And now you want to attach
it to their taxes on their house, the only thing they probably have in their life. I mean, come on, you guys, you know, table it, you know, but it's a little community. You guys got to start being a little bit nicer here, you know, and let the mean people live over in Pismo and move on, you know, but maybe you could just table this one because you're just nailing us every single time we come to these meetings. You're just digging deeper into the pockets. And I understand that's gentrification. And I understand that's a way to get rid of poor people, you know, but I'm adamantly opposed to this, of course.
Okay.
Can I?
Please.
Just comment on the process. These are placed on the tax, but they pay us immediately. And so we will get our money right up. The county is the one who will defer the payments and take the, you know, will get the interest and penalties in the end. But the district will collect the money that's due to them.
Right. Let me interject one thing here. There's also... We have to remember that the water rate was increased, but it was not increased by the OCSD. This is a direct pass-through from Lopez, from the county. The OCSD has not increased the water bills in Oceano in over 9 years. So this is directly a pass-through from the county for their new water treatment plant up there, as well as the Lopez Dam.
I have a question. Mitch, the sheet I'm looking at, these are garbage bills that the people have not paid the trash.
You're looking at the next one. This is utilities. This is number 8.
Oh, shit.
8B.
There's four items on attachment A, if I read it correctly.
These are the people that didn't pay their water bill.
Yeah, utility bills.
This is garbage.
This one's garbage.
Water. It's not utilities. It's just water. One portion of the utilities.
The utility, okay. That's for the water.
Water and sewer.
Water and sewer. Water and sewer for.
How old are these? Some of them are years old or a year old. It's not like, you know, it's not somebody who hasn't paid, you know, like 2 months ago or something like that. These are pretty old.
Are they at least a year old?
Yeah, two of them are.
And the other thing about our water department is this is an enterprise fund department. We don't make money on this. This is directly cost of providing the water. So the OCSD is not a business that makes money. Everything that comes in on the water is spent on the water. And what our job is to try to be as fair as possible to everybody. And and any bills that are not paid have to be made up by the people that do pay their bills. So to try to be fair to everybody, we have to be as diligent as we can to collect everybody's portion of what their use is. Anybody else have any questions or comments on this item? Okay. I'll entertain a motion.
I move to adopt resolution 2006-17.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any additional comments?
Question.
Okay.
Those four people, then, once you do, are they going to get a... Do they have time to come in and pay it to you, too? Like,
well, absolutely, yeah. But I mean,
do you send them out something to say, I've turned you over to the tax collector?
What we do is we have turned off their water. We can send these people, yeah, we'll send them a notice.
So right now they're sitting, this one person, let me see that one that was so big.
So you haven't sent them a notice?
Well, of course we have. Yes, mm-hmm. We have.
I'm just trying to find out.
Every time the water bill comes out.
Okay, this one at 2241 Cienega, that's $557.20.
Yeah.
How long have they been sitting without water for?
6 months, yeah. The house is not occupied now.
Okay.
I think that property has also changed hands, so we may not end up getting to collect that.
Oh, okay. So that we're not, somebody is not sitting there without water, but that's been for a long time that that's off. Then that might also be why they haven't paid the garbage people either. Same one. Okay, that was all I wanted to know because that was the big one. So the other people, so I get a note from you saying you owe seven, I'm going to turn you over to the tax collector. You give me $17.72 and all is forgiven. Is that what we do? We send them a little note to say I am turning you over to the tax collector.
Right.
The 1772, how far back is that? Just a month or?
Oh, no. These are all easily 6 months old.
Oh, over. That old. Okay.
So these people probably don't even live there anymore.
So we give everyone a chance.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And most these places can't be occupied. I mean, you know, they haven't paid, you know, those water.
So if, okay, that one's not occupied. So when they go to sell that house, they're going to have to pony up that money.
Correct.
Think that seems kind of fair.
Well, I think this that's where the problem might lie is if we don't put a lien on it and the property does change hands, then you know, once it changes hands, you can't lien the new owner for an old bill.
To the title company or whoever's holding the property.
What?
Otherwise, if the property is occupied and they're living without water because they can't afford it, and then you come behind and you attach this, which defaults in 5 years, and what's your definition of default, Mr. Cooney?
None of these properties are occupied.
Okay, thank you.
So none of these ones are occupied, but down the road, when you've moved on, and you do have people who are occupied and can't afford the cost of turning the water back on, because it really is through the roof, you're going to attach it, you're going to lean on them too?
No, I think we would look at each one of them just like we have done.
That doesn't say that in your motion. And unless you're sitting at this table.
It's my motion, and it's for this, for these
those four people.
Those properties only.
Yeah.
Okay. And this board cannot bind a future board to that type of a policy. Board will have the opportunity to look at it as the circumstances arise.
Do you change your resolution for six people?
No. This is just so we can put this on the tax roll of these
six people, period.
If we don't put them on the tax roll when those properties are sold, we won't be able to get the money.
Yeah, I get that part, but that's not how it came out. And if it came out as a resolution change, and in the future, anybody who does not pay their taxes, pay their water, is going to have a lien against their property. I'm sorry, I don't have that in my packet. I apologize for being late.
No, this is just these.
This is what it says. A resolution of the Board of Directors of the Oceano Community Service District confirming the charges against property owners for the collection of delinquent utility charges and directing staff to forward the charges to the county auditor for collection. We could add, as attached.
It's a resolution already says that.
The body of the resolution makes specific. The body of the resolution makes reference to a specific Exhibit A that has the properties.
I apologize. I was only reading the black, the heavy one that I could read.
This is the process that every public agency uses to try and collect these charges.
Exhibit A is the exhibit with those four names on it.
Mm-hmm. And so Exhibit A in 2020 will be different.
And it would be a different resolution number
and
at that point.
And there's nothing in there to stop that you're not going to lien on somebody's house that they live in.
The board at that time has the authority to make that decision on a case-by-case basis. This board cannot bind that board in the future.
Unless you work with your wording on your resolution.
This resolution speaks only to these four items. This board cannot bind that board in the future as to what action they might take with regard to leaning delinquent assessments at that time.
Okay, let's move get back on this and move on forward. Any additional comments from the board? Okay, roll call vote, please.
Director Angelos.
Yes.
Director Hill.
Yes.
Vice President Bookout.
Yes.
Director Mann.
Yes.
President Dahl.
Yes. It's now 7:30. As long as nobody has any objections, I'd like to take about a 5 to 10 minute break.
We'll time you.
Okay. Okay. Can you turn the buzzer on?
Can you set that buzzer? Glad you can see.
Bringing the meeting back to order. We're on item number 9 right now, solid waste collection and disposal. 9A, delinquent garbage charges. Public protest and hearing.
This, according to OCSD Ordinance 1999-1, there's a collection procedure for those individuals who do not pay their solid waste collection charges. The waste hauler sends out notice to everyone, gives them, we have copies of the certified letters they sent to everyone. And if those delinquent charges are not paid, we place them, according to the ordinance, on the agenda for inclusion in the tax rolls. Attached are the tax liens for 2006, the proposed tax lien for 2006.
Okay. Thank you. Any public comment? Okay. Hearing none, bringing it back to the board. Any questions, comments from the board?
We assume that these are more than a year old also, Mitch?
Right.
Although assuming sometimes a bad thing to do. But.
Well, if they...
This is from the last period. And I'm not exactly sure what the period of time is. But it goes according to our ordinance. And I've worked with Debbie, who's the supervisor at the South County place, and we've come up with...
Turn their services off.
Yes. If there's no services to the property, if they request that the water services be terminated, then they can also terminate their
traction. When you have a house up for sale, Mitch, you're not going to have the water turned off.
I don't believe that's correct, Mitch, because
I think Dawn
was here. He was asked the question about these vacation homes and stuff. Yeah. And he says, if you're not occupying the home, they will, the home's not occupied, they don't bill you for it, if you let them know.
That's not the way our ordinance reads, because we had that specific discussion. I remember when we put the ordinance together that it was mandatory, because we had a lot of people, numerous number of people who own homes, vacation homes, million-dollar vacation homes, who came to this board and said, I take my trash home in my new Cadillac, which we had a tendency not to quite believe. And we made it mandatory for everyone. And the ordinance specifically says, and because I wrote the ordinance, I know what it, I know it pretty well. I can stand corrected, though, but I my understanding of it is that it's mandatory for everyone, and it's only, and if they're doing that, what they're doing is that, they're entitled to an 8% internal rate of return. That means they're reducing their own internal rate of return, and that means that everyone else is paying a higher trash bill, even though Oceano does have the lowest trash rates in the.
The reason I'm questioning this is because we had a house for sale, nobody was living in it, and I got a trash bill. So I called up Aurora Grandy.
Well, Aurora Grandy. But they're ordinary.
As long as there was a for sale sign on it and the house was empty, then we did not pay for the trash, because obviously there was no trash there.
Where was the house?
On.
Is it in Oceano or is
no,
it,
Aurora
well, see,
Grandy?
They're all. Everyone has their own ordinance. I don't know what their ordinance says. Our ordinance is specific.
You said that if a water bill is not being paid on the property, though, that property owner does not have to pay the garbage
if the water service is, that's what the ordinance says. If the water service is disconnected, then they can also disconnect or discontinue their trash service, yes.
Do they need to contact the district, or do they contact the garbage service?
Garbage company directly.
Okay. Do we need any notification of that? And then will the garbage company then do any verification with OCSD to make sure that is working?
Yes, because we probably talk to the trash company or the trash hauler several times a day on different things, on different issues, and some of the issues are coordinating this kind of situation. Yes.
Okay, any other questions, comments? Okay, I'll entertain a motion. All right, we're still on just the public protest, right?
Well, actually, it's the protest and the recommendation to approve the OCSD resolution 2006-16.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, we have our motion, our second. Just to make sure that I haven't missed anything, I'm going to go back out to public comment. Any public comment? Okay, hearing none. Anything else from the board before we vote? Okay, roll call vote, please.
Director
Yes.
Vice President Bookout?
Yes.
Director Hill?
Yes.
Director
Yes.
President Dahl?
Yes. Okay, this takes us to item number 10A, ballot for LAFCO alternate special district member.
Okay, when we had our special district meeting here in Oceano, those who attended remember that there was not a quorum present, so there's an alternate method. The alternate method is for each district to be notified by mail. They asked for a nomination period. That was brought to your board, if you remember that, a while back. And our board declined to nominate anyone. Barbara Mann is the chair of the San Luis Obispo County LAFCO, and she may have some comments or counsel to share with the rest of the board concerning the upcoming vote here.
Okay. Any public comment on this item? Okay. Hearing none, bringing it back to the board. Barbara, you have anything you...
I think I would recommend that we vote for Joan from Cambria, because then we have somebody from North County. She's from the coast, and I'm down here in the south, so that you have it spread out. Mr. Sparling, I believe...
who has property on 1681 Ocean Street. Her permanent residence is in Visalia, California. As a consequence of the action, some of Ms. Salisbury's plants and landscape were destroyed. The operations supervisor and the lead person have inventoried and gone through the plants that have been destroyed. It is determined, and with her concurrence, that $175 would adequately reimburse her for the plants that were destroyed. So the recommended action before your board this evening is by board discussion, public comment, motion, and roll call vote, authorize a payment of $175 to Ms. Salisbury as and for the total amount due for the destruction of vegetation caused by the inadvertent disconnection of her water service.
Okay, any public comment? Okay, hearing none. Any questions, comments from the board? Okay, I'll entertain a motion.
I would move that we authorize the payment of $175 to Ms. Salisbury as and for the total amount due for her to her for destruction of vegetation caused by the inadvertent disconnection of her water service, and offer the apologies of the board for the inconvenience.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion and a second, and this is all completely acceptable with her, correct?
Yes, I've communicated with her, and she's in full agreement.
Okay, great.
She didn't ask that you replant them, Mitch?
Not yet.
We have a Parks and Rec meeting to take care of that?
Yeah.
End up putting us to work, huh? Okay, roll call vote, please.
Yes.
Director Mann?
Yes.
Vice President Bookout?
Yes.
Director Angelo?
Yes.
President Dahl?
Yes. Okay. Moving on to item number 10C.
Item number 10C is we are celebrating an event of ancient history that happened long before most of us.
Wow.
Long before most of us can remember. 25 years ago, we were fortunate enough to have Gina Davis join the Oceano Community Service District staff, and the board of directors has thought it appropriate from time to time to acknowledge the mileposts during an employee's career. And so this evening, It is a recommendation that the board adopt OCSD Resolution 2006-18, a resolution of the Board of Directors recognizing Gina Davis for 25 years of service to the district.
Yeah, this is any public comment? Okay, any questions, comments from the board?
I think she needs a gold watch too.
You're halfway there in your work career here. So thank you for your halfway mark.
Yeah, Gina, thank you. I know it's, you know, your salary is supposed to be based on a 40-hour work week, which is such a joke. I know it is so common for you to be here until 10 o'clock at night. Quite often, I can't tell you the number of times I've been, you know, I've talked to you or been called from you on a Sunday or a weekend day, just last weekend, for example, of you down here working well beyond the call of and the scope of what you do here. You do a tremendous job for this community, for the people of Oceano. Thank you.
We all appreciate everything you do, Gina.
With that, do we need to adopt this resolution?
Yes.
Okay. I would move that we adopt Resolution 2006-18, recognize Gina for her many years of service.
Second.
Mr. President, I would like to see us second this by acclamation.
Yeah.
I would agree.
Okay. No.
Yeah, she gets to work with me.
It comes under hazardous duty pay.
Okay. So, roll call vote, please.
Director Angelo.
Yes.
Director Mann.
Yes.
Vice President Bookout.
Yes.
Director Hill.
Yes.
President Dahl.
Absolutely. Thank you. Okay, this takes us on to item number 11, which is report of district representatives. We had a Parks and Rec Committee meeting down at the school, and where the school principal attended, the head of the, with the use of the children's play equipment on the school grounds. And that is the direction that we're looking to head. The idea is hopefully that all the different agencies involved can bring something to it. And so that's in the works of seeing if that will fly. And then the Zone 11A is still working on the memorandum of understanding between different organizations, groups, and so that's still in the process right now. That's all I have. Director, the Airport Land Use Commission was canceled this month, so there's nothing to report from what's going on there. There was a meeting with some of the community residents, and that is going to be a continuing working agreement or working committee to work with the airport on the new our Airport Land Use Commission on the new what's the term for the it's not the zoning, it's going to have effect to do with the zoning, but the report that they're coming out with, I'm lacking the name of that report, but anyway, it's a working committee that's going to be working directly with the Land Use Commission. General Use Plan, what's the Airport Land Use Plan? That's what they're working on. So so that's going on, but there's nothing, no meeting for the Airport Land Use Commission at all this last month. And the reason it was canceled, they just didn't have anything on their agenda. Okay, Vice President Bookout.
I really don't have much, but our ad hoc committee did meet about regarding the property, district-owned property up by the overpass and the trees and the possible danger of the trees. We talked about the trees out in front of our OCSD, and we'll be looking at another meeting upcoming.
Okay. Okay. Director Angelo?
Just had the one fire committee meeting, and we're up to 406 calls for the year. Mike filled us in a little bit about the disaster plan that each one of the ice company and the two packing sheds have for their making ice with the ammonia. So you get familiar with if they have a disaster over there, be aware of what they got, a master plan. And the old firehouse is now vacated by the fire department, and we're just waiting to hear back from the medical group that wants to lease that. And we talked a little bit about the 4th of July night. Apparently there wasn't there was a lot of fireworks all over, but they couldn't keep up with all the illegals. But I think there was only one report of a fire, and when they got there, there was really no fire there. So it was relatively quiet as far as fires go, but there was a lot of fireworks, a lot of illegal fireworks, from what I understand. That's about it.
Okay. Director Hill.
We had the Finance Committee meeting on June 26th, and the major topic was the salary or wage classification of various employees in the district, specifically office staff and staff in the utility services, and the fact that there's a common perception that we have a lot of turnover in those classifications, and it seems that we're constantly having new people to train up and so forth, and that we have high turnover and loss of staff. And considered that it appears that our pay rates and some of the classifications are very, not just lower, but very significantly lower than some of the surrounding jurisdictions. So we had kind of come to the consensus, I believe, Barbara might help with this, the consensus that we should look into the disparity of pay rates that we see between our jurisdiction and others, and we've asked the staff to come up with some comparative numbers that we might bring back to the board and consider on a future agenda item.
Okay, is that it?
Yes.
Okay, Director Mann.
Okay. Bill, Vern talked about Parks and Rec, and Jim talked about Finance Committee, the Sand District. People might be interested to listen and know that the Sand District folks will be here, and you can't continue to use up your reserves because they have to replace certain things at the Sand District. We're still dealing with a chlorine contact chamber. They're still having a problem with that, working on that. That was the last major item they built. So they were, looking at that. The budget was approved. We did question a couple of items in the budget. We thought that they'd put away too much. They were saying it was going to be too many dollars for the clearing of the creek, and I pointed out that that was not the amount that was on the assessment, so they lowered that in the budget. And there was one other place, I think there was something that we picked up on that took a little pat out of the budget. But the budget is here if anybody wants to look at it. It's in the office. When I get done with those documents, I bring them here. Also, I think their audit is here, which was a good audit, an excellent audit. I could talk about other now, couldn't I? Yes.
As long as our committee meeting does.
Oh, no. All right. Then I have to wait.
Okay. Mr. Cooney?
Oh.
But I will be back.
I'm sorry?
But I will be back.
The RAC was canceled due to a lack of a quorum. The fire consolidation meeting this morning was very well attended. This is the subcommittee of the managers and the fire chiefs. We're talking about the dispatch. This is the dispatch subcommittee. Basically, we're into fact-finding. There was a report by the three dispatch supervisors concerning the communication with their staffs as far as their concerns as far as what consolidation would do. We're going to meet again on the 21st to deal with equipment, and again the dispatch subcommittee will be on the 21st, and then the general meeting where the elected officials come will be on the 28th at Rover Beach Fire Station, 3 o'clock.
Great, thank you. Any questions or comments from the board on any of the reports of district representatives?
On the Parks and Rec, are they looking at any place to have like a baseball diamond or something like that, or places where there could be barbecue pits, things like that for
I think
people
to
enjoy?
They were talking about putting the park like around the edge.
Or just and along Paso Robles.
Yeah, on the Paso Robles, the width, I guess, of it. But I think they could put barbecue pits there.
Barbecue
if you
pits.
Play base, they play baseball there right now, I do believe.
Yeah, the barbecue pits are something that they're intending on having in this strip, this park that's basically a strip of the property in there. So they are talking about having barbecue pits in there, and they're also talking about a baseball diamond. The school wants to put in a baseball diamond that overlaps is in conjunction with the area that's used for soccer. Any other questions, comments? On the sanitation district plant, just to put a little bit of this into perspective, we're paying $6.25 a month.
$6.50
a month on our to process our wastewater from our houses. Santa Maria, I believe, is paying between $20 and $40 a month. Los Osos, from what I understand, is looking at about $200 a month. So
you think they're getting?
Yeah.
That's on a good day, Mary.
Yeah, so it's hopefully we.
Pismo Beach, I pay $36 a month.
You pay $36 in Pismo Beach a month? Yeah. And how much of that? I think it's fines.
No, they've not had to pay their fines.
They haven't paid them
they've
yet.
They've been waived.
Yeah. I don't know what Templeton's doing.
It's a little bit closer to Harrison than.
But anyway, so also on the finance committee, you guys are going to look at every pay rate, I think, is what
we're looking at everything, aren't
okay.
we, Jim?
Yes.
All right. Good. Anyone else have anything from the board on the director reports? Okay. Any public comment on this item? All right. This moves us on to item number 12, board member items for discussion. David?
I don't have anything.
Director Mann?
Well, if I were staff person, I would consider talking to the city manager in Grover Beach, the Chamber of Commerce in Grover Beach, the Oceano Improvement Association, and anybody else that wants to talk about all the trash that comes off the beach. It was unbelievable this weekend. Everybody here knows where I work. We have a big dumpster, and we have a lid that comes down on it. The lid was up. The trash was at the top of the bin, the top of the lid, plus garbage was knee-deep all the way around this in this little cement brick. This is the garbage we received from the beach, and we're pretty far up. You drove any place here in town at every where we have every trash container that we bought and put out. Not only are they full, there's bags of trash laying around it. Poor Max, he didn't know what to do with all the trash he got, plus the things that got destroyed. David's the only one that's lucky enough. He puts his trash can where they can't get it unless they climb a 6-foot fence to get in there. But everybody else, all along Pier Avenue, any place we have a trash can, there's extra trash. Any place down Grand Avenue where there is a city trash can, there is trash all over the place. At every gas station, at every restaurant, or everything. And I think it's time that we try to get Grover Beach, you know, to help us, the citizens, the merchants, or whatever, to really start complaining to the state and saying, look, you don't want to get, you know, okay, if you don't want to give us money to help clean this up, then you put several big dumpsters at the top of these ramps, and you put signs that says, dump your trash here. Because it's ridiculous. Not only what it's costing the merchants and the communities to clean it up, it looks horrible. And you get bugs and animals and everything else going through it. And I for one, am sick and tired of it. And I think we need to do something, and we can't do it by ourselves, so we need to gather all the different organizations or the folks. You know, we don't have a Chamber of Commerce in Oceano, but we do have Oceano Improvement Association. We can go Oceano Improvement Association, too. I'd put those on the list. And Oceano Advisory Council.
I would think also perhaps the health department. That's certainly a public health.
The only trouble is the health department would just fine all the people where it got dumped. You know, the state, they need to provide more dumpsters at the top of the ramps. So when the last thing, you know, before you go off that beach, you see the sign, dump it here. That's my spiel. I will now get off my soapbox.
All right, thank you. Director Bookout.
Nothing.
Director Hill.
I agree wholeheartedly with Director Mann that the impacts of the beach uniquely affect this community, and I would hope this is a long-term discussion that we've had that we can continue to work with the state and the various jurisdictions to see if we can get some portion of the entry fee to help with the impacts on the community here. With respect to weed abatement, having looked at some of the properties around town, it looks to me like there's still some additional work to be done. So perhaps staff could look at those additional lots, and I appreciate your getting with the airport, with the county, to look at those weeds by the airport, but also some of the alleys and some of the back lots are pretty dramatically overgrown that you can see by driving around town. With respect to Mary's concern about people having difficulty with the utility bills, we do have an automatic payment program which can help a little bit, but I would hope that we'd look into doing something like what PG&E has as a partnership with the Salvation Army that they call the REACH program. And the telephone company has a similar thing for a lifeline service, it's called, that people that have low income, difficulty paying the utility bills for vital services such as water and electricity could get some assistance that might alleviate some of the difficulty that Mary was alluding to. So I'd just like to put that out as a discussion item that maybe we could look into developing some kind of a partnership like that or bringing on some kind of a program of that nature. One of the other issues that is kind of a, in my opinion, this is strictly my opinion, is that the with the goal of enhancing low-income housing in this community, $4,700 marked other, is that? In the column other, is that?
That's for accrued vacation pay that is required to be paid.
Okay. And on page 12, the amount paid to Protect, those are the guys that do the weed abatement, is that correct?
That's correct.
There's a $100 discrepancy between that number and the number that was on the combined weed abatement. Is that?
$100 is
the charge
for OCSD slot.
Oh, for OCSD slot. Okay. That explains that. So with that, I'm prepared to support the warrants.
There was one correction directors has ordered a fire committee meeting, and that was done as a prepaid and will show up on the next warrant register.
Okay. All right, anyone else? Okay, all those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carries 5-0. Are there any written communications?
No, sir.
Okay, with that, we are adjourned.